The Heart of Britain. Unit 1. Daniel Radcliffe. Warm up.
A. Radcliffe seems to be taking a picture. B. A lot of fans are taking pictures of Radcliffe. C. Radcliffe seems to be making a film.
Grammar tip.
1. Radcliffe has one of the best-known faces in the world, meaning that his movies are bound to be a wild success. 2. Born in 1989, Radcliffe made his acting debut aged 10. 3. Speaking about such young people, Radcliffe said, "Reaching out for help is the bravest thing a person can do."
Conversation. 1. Mary and Tom are relaxing in a coffee shop and having a chat.
Have you seen all the Harry Potter movies and read all the Harry Potter books?
Well, I've read one of the Harry Potter books, but I've seen all the movies. What about you?
As a matter of fact, it's the other way round with me. I've read all the books, but only seen one of the movies.
Who's your favourite character?
Well, I suppose it's got to be Harry Potter, although I also like his best friend, Ron Weasley.
I really like Hermione, who's played by Emma Watson in the film.
I might have guessed.
Conversation. 2.
1. How many Harry Potter books has Tom read?
A. 1. B. 2. C. All of them.
2. How many of the Harry Potter books has Mary read?
A. 1. B. 2. C. All of them.
3. How many of the Harry Potter movies have they each seen?
A. Mary has seen all of them. B. Tom has seen all of them. C. They have each seen just one.
4. Who is Mary's favourite character?
A. Hermione. B. Ron. C. Harry.
5. Who is Hermione played by?
A. Ron Weasley. B. Emma Watson. C. Hermione Watson. Reading comprehension.
Daniel Radcliffe is one of the best-known and bangable faces in the world, meaning that just about anything he appears in is bound to be a wild success and make a lot of money. But everyone who meets Dan, as he likes to be called, finds him a thoroughly nice person and curiously unaffected by his success. He says that he has always had a strong and supportive family, and it is this which has enabled him to keep his feet on the ground. Born in 1989, Radcliffe made his acting debut aged 10 in a BBC adaptation of the Charles Dickens classic, David Copperfield, in which he played the title role. But it was as Harry Potter in the 8 Harry Potter movies released between 2001 and 2011 that Daniel Radcliffe shot to worldwide fame. The producer of the movies, David Heyman, said the moment he saw Radcliffe, he knew he was the right person for the part of Harry Potter. And when the writer of the Harry Potter books, J.K. Rowling, saw Daniel's screen test, it is claimed she said it was like being reunited with her son. But it might have been otherwise. Radcliffe's parents had serious doubts about letting their young son become involved in the Harry Potter project if it meant him having to go to Hollywood to make the movies. But they changed their minds when they were reassured all the filming was to be in England. In fact, the Harry Potter movies could not be more English. All the actors are English, and the props and the sets are quintessentially English, including the famous Hogwarts Express and Hogwarts School itself. The world now waits to see what Radcliffe does next. He's already appeared in stage plays and other movies. He has also become deeply involved in charity work. In particular, Radcliffe supports the Trevor Project, which gives support to young people who are in crisis. Speaking about such young people, Radcliffe said, "I believe that reaching out for help is the bravest thing a person can do."